All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Sam, I know people are tired of me whining about the gas prices, right? Yeah, you know, every day you're whining about the gas prices, whining about the gas prices. Well, I want to whine about something else.
I like whining.
Okay, I know, but here's something that I'm whining about, that all of us, be ye Democrat, Republican, whomever. I remember, you weren't around then, Sam. You know, maybe your parents were around, maybe your grandparents. But I remember when a nickel could buy a bag of potato chips that now costs $1.29. Okay? The same size bag when I was a kid, that's what you could get for the nickel, right? The candy bars, the sodas, a quart of soda, what's not a quart? A 2-liter bottle of soda would cost 35 cents in my lifetime. Let me go to the phone lines first. Who do we have online?
Jack from Milwaukee.
Hey, Jack, what's going on, man? How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
I'm doing just fine, Earl. Good morning. I want to get something off my chest. I hope I get a little air time here.
By all means, go ahead.
Okay, this has been bugging me for a long time. I'm a little off topic here.
No, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Okay, my topic is this. I want some respect for the host of the show. Look, we all have different opinions, and you guys have a great platform. I love it. It's what you call democracy. You let people talk and give their opinions. I've heard other conservatives call in, and they can voice their opinion. But there is a certain gentleman there that is just spoiling everything. You heard that old saying about a rotten apple in a barrel, and that's what this guy is. I'm not even going to name names. I think you know him, and I'm sick and tired of this nonsense. Anyhow, look, the guy calls in. It reminds me, did you see that first debate between Trump and Joe Biden?
When Trump interrupted him every minute. Right.
Yeah, he was so disrespectful to the moderator. He wouldn't answer any questions. He was disrespectful to Joe Biden. He wouldn't let him talk. You call it a debate, and that's what this is. That's what this reminds me of when you try to talk to this. You know, I'm just
this
kinda
gentleman
losing it here a little bit. Anyhow, I'm so fed up with it, and thank you for giving me the idea to just. In other words, I just had to get it off my chest. That's all.
Hey, Jack, I'm
steaming.
Hey, Jack, thank you.
You know, like I said, we all got different opinions. You know, and you've got the greatest, but you got people disabusing it. That's what you call democracy. Hey, let's have a civil conversation.
Hey Jack,
he doesn't want it. He wants to antagonize you.
Hey, Jack,
he wants to. I'm sorry.
No, listen. He's barking up the right tree, because you know I'm a cordial guy at the
heart. Yeah, you are. You're a hell of a nice guy.
But you know, at the same time, you know, you get to a point where, as I said, you don't want to poke the bear. And you know, over the last several times,
the idea is that the guy doesn't stay on topic. I mean,
I know, how
can you respond? You can't have a dialogue with somebody. The guy's a lunatic.
Well, you know,
it's to the point, Earl. Then you ask him a question, then he laughs at you sarcastically. That really bugs me. You know, he talks down to the host. You deserve respect.
Well,
you're the host of the show.
So let me say this.
I'm sorry.
I thank you. No, Jack, I thank you for coming to my defense, but I'm a big boy. And,
I wouldn't want to wrestle you.
So Jack, I thank you. And
You know, I love the show, but you know, there's always a rotten apple. The guy comes off as a narcissistic bully. He's got brains of a piss.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Let me say this: the power always lies in the host, because the host can simply say, "Cut him off." The host can simply say,
"Yeah, that's true."
I'm
sorry that I blew up.
No, you're fine. The host can simply say,
okay,
I don't want him to call anymore. But you know, I don't mind having dialogue with anybody.
You're getting my point. This guy doesn't want dialogue.
Jack,
do you think for 1 minute he doesn't know that this January 6th uprising was wrong? He's trying to make excuses.
But Jack, we don't want to make the show about him. I know he gets under your skin.
Here's something. I don't mind. There's a lot of conservatives. I don't mind that. What I'm saying is, let's have a civil conversation.
Hey, Jack.
You don't have to laugh.
Hey, Jack, thank you.
I love it. I'm so happy you guys came back to Milwaukee.
Hey, Jack, stop drinking the soda pop. It's got too much sugar in it.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
I'm going to have a great day. Let that get off my chest.
Hey,
I got
Jack,
it off my chest. I feel good now.
Have a great weekend, Jack.
Thank you.
All right. So I want to talk about, you know, when you go in the grocery store and everything you see. You know, when we were kids, they had, for girls, and you know, you could buy, you know, little small groceries that were, you know, facsimiles of the real thing, the real things. I remember seeing my sisters had those things, and you know, and even I remember when I was a young boy, you'd go to the museum and they'd have a mini newspaper that you could buy at the Milwaukee County Museum, and as a young boy, to have a copy of that real little newspaper, it was kind of, I don't know what it was, other than the fact that it was strange, and you just looked at it, and I used to prize them because they were so small, and even in color, even though it was so small, you couldn't even read the print. Well, now, you look, and we know what's happening with the gas prices. But, Sam, have you noticed everything is getting smaller and smaller?
Yes.
And smaller.
I'm glad it's not just me getting bigger.
Yeah. And the prices are getting higher and higher and higher. You know, if it's Gatorade, right? You know, if it's Gatorade, you just look at Gatorade. And you know, they used to be 32 fluid ounces. That's what the Gatorade was. Just a short period of time ago, they've slickly dropped it down to 28. Now, we don't realize it. We don't see it. They reshaped the bottle. So they've kind of made the bottle into like the shape of a woman. And because that way they can put less in it. Before, it was just all round. And so what they are doing is the people aren't aware of it. And the prices have gone up higher and higher, and you're getting less and less. I don't care if it's Kleenex. I don't care if it's toilet paper. I don't care what it is. They have been very masterful at cutting down what you get. Businesses are making more and more. You and I are paying more and more, and we're getting less and less and less. Am I the only person who recognizes that? Am I the only person who realizes this is taking place? I mean, wow. I went to buy a box of what's the name of those, the crackers, not soda crackers, but the crackers what are the name of the crackers that you can, they're kind of a higher grade of cracker than a salting. But anyway, you've been able to go and buy those boxes and you see the size of them and you've gotten used country, whatever they are. And you guys know what I'm talking about. And I saw my wife brought a box home the other day and I looked at it and I'm like, wow, that's the same thing that we've been getting nonstop. And now all of a sudden they have cut it to Sam, I don't want to take that person because I wanted to give them a chance to talk. We'll get them on the other side. But everything has gotten smaller and smaller and smaller and costing more and more and more. I mean, cookies, you know, Nabisco and all those kinds of things, especially the name brand things, paying more and more and more. What do you say? Am I losing my mind? 844-967-2789. Let me know that you also have recognized that and I'm not alone. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. That we